Good morning. You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. I'm Janine, and this is Get the Funk Out. Hope your week is not funky at all. If you're not familiar with my show, you can head over to the show blog, getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. Before I bring on my first guest, Michelle Brower, Director of Programming from the Irvine Barclay Theater, she's going to talk about the stellar lineup of shows returning by popular demand. I do want to mention, we just kicked off our fun drive this week. Now, if you don't know, KUCI is Orange County's only independent home for freeform music and public affairs radio. For decades, we've been around as a platform for bold voices, groundbreaking music, and conversations you won't hear anywhere else. If you've ever thought about supporting KUCI, now is the perfect time because our fun drive, as I mentioned, started on Monday the 18th, and it runs through Monday the 25th at 11:59 p.m. We are an eclectic mix of music and public affairs hosts. I'm so proud to be a part of this station. I've been here since 2007, which is hard to believe. I started as a DJ. I had a show called Moms Rock the House, which was so cool. My daughter actually helped me name it. I kept saying to her, I want to have a show. I'm going to call it Moms Rock. And she yells up to me, I was upstairs, the house. And there it was. The name of the show was born. So I had that show for 3 years, and then I became a public affairs host in 2011 after losing a dear friend of mine. I started Get the Funk Out as a way to really get through my own stuff and connect with listeners and hear their stories. But along the way, I was so moved by all the authors and filmmakers and everyone, and it felt like a gift all the time, every week, getting something in the mail or hearing about a film. And being a part of KUCI has meant the world to me. So if you've ever thought about supporting us, now would be a wonderful time. You can go to KUCI.org and make your tax-deductible donation online, or you can even mail a contribution by check to KUCI Fund Drive, P.O. Box 4362, Irvine 92616. We thank you for supporting independent radio, and we would love your support today to continue bringing new and innovative music and news and public affairs programming to our listeners in Orange County and streaming to our audience worldwide. All right, we are going to bring, I'm going to bring Michelle on in just a moment. One last thing. We have various donation levels. You can donate as little as you like. You can even do a $35 pledge, which is really, you know, only $2.92 a month. I didn't quickly calculate that. I'm not a math person. It's or 67 cents a week. And you get this unique programming from us, 24 hours, 7 days a week, right in your heart, in your home, your car, your office, your cell phone, smart device, whatever. We are on the dial 88.9 and streaming at KUCI.org. And it's hard to believe that we have been this underground radio station since the late 1960s. Super cool. All right. So without further ado, I'm going to bring Michelle Brower on, Director of Programming. I'll be back a little later on talking about our fund drive. Again, you can visit KUCI.org. We would love your support. All right, let me bring Michelle on right now. Good morning, Michelle.
Hi, Janine. How are you?
Good. Thanks for standing by. I needed to mention our fund drive, which kicked off this week. I'm so excited to have you back. So tell me, you have an incredible lineup. Tell me what's going on.
Thanks so much. Yeah, we're very excited for Irvine Barclay Theater's 26-27 season. We went on sale to the public April 1st, and we've seen a great response to a lot of different programs. There's kind of something for everyone. I just have some highlights that might be of interest for your listeners today.
I would love
we
that.
Have our resident orchestra, the Barclay Jazz and Beyond Orchestra, and they just wrapped up a show last Saturday that celebrated the music of Motown, and the crowd
so cool.
Absolutely loved it. There's just something so nostalgic and upbeat, and really inspiring about that era, and it was such a special program. So that was the seventh time they performed at the theater.
Nice.
And we have them back three times next season.
Okay.
Shelley Berg is the music director. He does such a fantastic job writing all the charts, designing these custom shows for the Barclay. And then, you know, different soloists come through for each program. But for those who love that nostalgic big band sound, it's such a great time to hear familiar favorites reimagined in creative ways under Shelley's guidance. So
nice.
Really happy to have them coming back in the fall, winter, and spring. For dance lovers, we have quite a wide variety of things in the pipeline. One of the projects that piloted last year, I'm a little confused because it was in January of 2026, but we consider that last season.
Okay.
It was a program called Ignite Dance, and it featured seven local companies, and they all did excerpts of their work, and it was a great snippet of everything from ballet to Bharatanatyam. We had contemporary dance, we had Chinese dance, and then this next January, we have five local companies that also range all the way from flamenco to classical ballet, contemporary ballet, really contemporary dance. And it's really cool. It's five female-led dance companies from our region. So I'm excited about that. That's going to be in late January.
Okay.
And, of course, we do a wide variety of musical offerings. The loudest Jasmine Choi was with us April of 2025, and the audience loved her show so much that we have a special engagement with her and pianist Hugh Song in April of 2027.
Okay.
She'll do some classical favorites, some flute show pieces, and then she's even going to do some special arrangements of popular K-pop music.
Very nice.
So very, very much in the zeitgeist and a fan favorite. And then the guitarist Jesse Cook also, he does this awesome high energy fusion style. He's just a magician with the guitar, and folks love him too. So that's kind of a broad overview.
Okay.
Happy to kind of get into conversation with you also, but wanted to highlight those pieces that
I love
had such a great response, and we're bringing them back.
I love that. Thank you. If you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with Michelle Brower from the Irvine Barclay. You can also head over to thebarclay.org and see a complete schedule. So tell me about your role specifically. You know, how do you go about curating this whole season of performances? There's so many great people and so much talent.
Yeah, thanks for asking. So I serve as the Barclays Director of Programming, which essentially means that I work in conjunction with our VP of Marketing and our president to select the lineup of artists that we bring to Irvine. We are a presenter, and among other California presenters, we kind of see who's touring, what new projects are coming online, and who wants to come out and bring their artistry to Southern California. So we set up all of the different touring routes, and it kind of all comes together like a big jigsaw puzzle, but we definitely like to consider a mix of things that are familiar for folks. Like, again, like I kind of talked about Barclay Jazz and Beyond Orchestra, we want to serve our loyal fan base that we know love this type of music, but then we also like to foster and nurture upcoming talent or like unique things that fit in our space really well. So again, it's like this alchemy of all these different factors that come into who's available,
sure,
who's interested, who's a great fit for our venue. And then also we get a lot of audience feedback. We do post-show surveys at the end of every performance,
okay,
and we read every single one. And so a lot of times when there's folks that write in, oh, I really would love to see this artist,
yes,
we make sure we get in touch with their agent and see if they can come to Irvine. One example is he is like a piano prodigy, but Emmett Cohen, he's really big in the jazz world. He's made such a name for himself online too. And he does all these cool programs with the best jazz musicians in New York. And we had just this overwhelming request for him in particular. So we're really happy we had him this past season, and we're working on a future multi-year partnership with him.
I love
that. So again, it's this mix of bringing Irvine patrons who they've requested, seen who's creating new work and touring across the country, and kind of our own research too of if we encounter someone that has a really strong online following and maybe hasn't done a professional stage platform yet, we like to be on the cutting edge for that too.
That's fantastic. Now, you and I were talking before we hopped on the show. I was talking about how, you know, the power of the arts and to be so uplifting, because my show is Get the Funk Out. And a lot of times people forget how moving it can be to go and be in that audience and experience the arts. Can you talk a little bit about that?
We could talk about that all day long.
Great.
I'm glad you asked.
This is my lane. Okay.
Yeah, we kind of lose sight of the experience, and especially when you're in this field, and we always feel like we're justifying ourselves with like, oh, the economic impact of the arts, or like we're trying to always quantify it, which makes sense. But in a way, I think no matter how advanced technology gets, people still love to see experts and artists excel in their craft. They love to be in the room. They love to feel the energy of the crowd that's all there for the same reason, tuning in. Like, everyone is so present. It's a beautifully screen-free environment. It's just that chance to enjoy something bigger than yourself. So, yeah, we recently had a pianist, Hayato Sumino. He's from Japan.
Okay.
He has a huge YouTube following, so if anyone wants to check out his channel, his YouTube name is Katen, C-A-T-E-E-N. But he started recently just touring through the United States circuit, and he is so... he's an excellent artist, but, like, he's also so fun and charismatic in his playing, and he kind of brings in all these different props, and one of the ones that he used at our concert was a toy piano even.
Really?
So to hear Chopin on a toy piano, it's like people were laughing, and
that's not normally an
experience you think happens in a stuffy kind of concert hall, but he really brought out like light and joy through his playing, and I feel like we kind of got to know his personality, and he played this big cat waltz that he wrote in his parents' house however many years ago as an ode to his own cat. And I don't know, people can access him online, the fans just love seeing artistry in person and hearing from him directly. And he had like 3 standing ovations. So whatever it may be, whatever your style or taste is, I think nothing beats being in the room.
Amazing.
And it is really like a communal uplifting experience, but also personally too, just to detach from the ebb and flow of your normal day or your responsibilities or any other stressors, and to just immerse yourself fully in the music or dance or play that's going on. It's really powerful. Yeah.
You know, Michelle, by the way, thank you for sharing that. I started thinking as you were talking about this, how I remember going through a challenging time. I was mentioning this to listeners when I first launched the show, because I had lost a friend of mine, and every day felt like a gift, where people in the press or public relations would send me books, and filmmakers would send me trailers to their films, and it felt like a gift to open myself up to the arts. And do you feel like that when you're sitting in the audience? You think, wow, this is such a mental vacation we need.
I like that mental vacation phrase. I've never encountered that, but I do feel fortunate to work in this field and have access to awesome performances every evening. But yeah, talking with our frequent flyer patrons, so to speak, it's just like part of their self-care ritual, honestly. Like, they love to be outside, and they love to connect with other like-minded patrons. And then, you know, even if it's not the most mind-blowing show of their life every single time, they love the ritual of coming to the theater, talking with their friends and our staff and, you know, people that they know through this, and then seeing something new and interesting. It is like a mental vacation, truly. I agree with that. And I'm so sorry about the loss of your friend, but I'm happy that you found a way to heal and then spread that healing with all of us and all your listeners. Thank you.
It's been quite the unexpected ride, let's put it that way. I started this show and I didn't know where it was going to take me, and here I am since 2011.
Oh my gosh, wow.
Yes, I've had these incredible conversations, but I always love to focus on what's happening here right at UCI, because there's so much to offer students. Are there shows specifically that you think would resonate? I mean, I'm sure so many others will, but are there some specific ones coming up that you would recommend?
For students, I mean, I feel like we have such sophisticated, intelligent students at UCI, so it's like we never really think like, oh, what would we specifically put as a Gen Z show? Because
sure,
they're present at all of our engagements. Before I get into specifics, I do want to pitch the UCI Illuminations program. So for any students, whether they're undergrads or graduate students, through the portal with your UCI Net ID, you're able to reserve tickets that the Chancellor's Office has underwritten. So I never want cost of the ticket to be an obstacle to attendance. And this program was set up about a decade ago, and we're very thankful that UCI prioritizes the student experience and makes a pipeline for them to see the shows that are, like, they have access to tickets that have been underwritten. So definitely, if anything piques your interest, check through UCI Illuminations to see if there are student tickets available.
Okay.
I think one in particular, and the tickets are going quickly, but we have the jazz fusion band Snarky Puppy coming up on October 4.
Okay.
And they normally play much larger arenas, and we have them in our super intimate 750-seat hall. Their music is so fun and funky, and like,
nice.
the texture and depth of the sound is overwhelming. Like, I can't listen to their music and multitask, because you just, it's so absorbs you, and you just get swept right into it. But it's like, you know, a lot of musicians on the stage, very upbeat stuff, and they're normally in larger spaces. So a lot of times when I talk about them with friends or colleagues, people are very excited about Snarky Puppy. I also think there's a lot of dance lovers on campus, and
definitely,
we have the rare opportunity to have Shanghai Ballet coming also in October on the 16th. They are doing a program that isn't frequently seen in the United States. It's called the Butterfly Lovers.
Oh.
You can kind of think of it like a Chinese Romeo and Juliet, but, you know, star-crossed lovers and the struggles they face. And they have a very large ensemble. So there's 40 dancers in that cast.
Okay.
And just incredible artistry, incredible costumes and everything. And it's awesome to see a ballet fairy tale that isn't super familiar for Western audiences. So we're very excited to bring Shanghai Ballet too.
Very excited.
But yeah, I think like students can just take a chance, try something new, bring a date, bring a friend.
Yeah.
We're here on campus right by UTC. You pass us on the bridge every day. So I'd love to see you.
Yeah. Easy parking if you're coming from off campus. Super easy. The parking garage is right there. And I do want to mention Defying Gravity, an evening with Stephen Schwartz and friends, coming up Saturday, May 23rd. That
it's
sounds
this
great.
This Saturday, yes.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to see him and hear from him directly. The Wicked craze is still kind of going through the cultural moment right now, and he, of course, wrote that show and Pippin and many others, Broadway favorites. So we're very honored to have Stephen Schwartz on our stage this Saturday. I think there are a few single tickets left, but it's going to be a packed house.
Yeah. And then a big event coming up Wednesday, June 3rd, the Turtle Rock private
Aww.
Preschool kindergarten graduation. That's adorable.
Oh my goodness. So they're one of our favorite partners in the community. They've had their graduation ceremony with us, I think, 5 years, but there's nothing cuter than tiny kids in their mortarboards and gowns. But that's mostly for their families. But that's just a great example of one of the community partnerships we have.
I'm sorry, I might have to crash that. That's too cute. That is so cute. And also the UCI Symphony Orchestra. I'm going to mention some of the ones coming up. Let's see. So we have in May, Premier Ballet School of Orange County, the Showcase, the annual spring showcase, May 31st. And again, all this is on the Barclay.org website. Southland Ballet Academy, June 6th and 7th. UCI Symphony Orchestra Spring Concert, June 5th. Broadway Art Studios, Iconic, 2026 Grand Finale, June 14th. And on, so much going on here. Romeo and Juliet?
Yeah, through the, Through the summer months, so many local organizations rent our space and produce our own shows. So the ones that you've mentioned, I'm giving props to all of those studio directors and company managers that set up those shows. But it's really, really special to see youth performers take the stage and have this great experience in this professional grade venue. And it's core to our mission. Any community group can book us and hold events here. So we do everything from baby ballet recitals all the way through musical theater showcases. We've even had weddings and celebrations of life and other types of lecture events that are independently produced from families in Irvine. So that's definitely a core part of our mission and a major reason why the founders thought it was important for us to have a venue like this here in Irvine.
Okay, one last question before we wrap. If you could program any dream performer or production, what would it be?
Oh my gosh. Okay, I need a moment to ponder this.
That's fine.
Because the current, you know, it's okay. Like the Barclays 750 seats, so our dreams have to be ones that fit in a mid-sized venue.
Yes.
I mean, we're so lucky to have them coming to the Music Center in LA, but I just love New York City Ballet. So if I ever have the opportunity to work with them or any of their soloists or that company in any capacity, that would be a passion project for me.
Great answer. Great answer. I love that. I see that the Swan Lake and Contemporary Ballet Works are coming September 12th. That's on the schedule.
Yes. Yeah. So SoCal Ballet Scene, they're a newer endeavor. Their artistic director, Rena, is very visionary as she saw like all the talent that's here in the region. And she specifically hires dancers that are here in Southern California. And they're all professional adult dancers. And they put together this show basically starting in the late spring through September. And she just does a fantastic job bringing dancers from all over the region together to do a whole wide range of both classical repertoire and new works too.
I love it. Anything else you'd like to leave listeners with?
Thanks for tuning in and listening to our chat.
Yes.
The Barclay, our lobby is made out of glass because we want to invite you in and see what's going on. And
beautiful.
We hope we have something for everyone from young kids through the family series that City of Irvine sponsors. Like kids as young as 3 years old enjoy some of our family programming, and everyone's welcome. So please check out some shows, and we'd love to see you there.
Fantastic. Michelle, thank you so much for calling in. I look forward to coming to an event soon.
Yeah, thanks, Janine. Thanks so much.
Fantastic. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Michelle Brower, Director of Programming at the Irvine Barclay Theater, right here on campus. There's so much to offer. You can visit thebarclay.org to see their complete schedule. There's events happening this weekend throughout the summer. There's things for everyone. Even if you look at something and you think, oh, I don't know, you just might be surprised. So treat yourself. I'm going to have the full conversation on my show blog within an hour after I wrap. Every show is actually up as a podcast. The show blog is getthefunkoutshow.kvci.org. So if you missed any part of this conversation with Michelle from the Barclay, it will be up there. All right. I do want to mention our fun drive before the bottom of the hour when I bring my next guest on. We kicked off our fun drive May 18th, this Monday. It's a great way to show your support for KUCI. We love bringing independent programming to you. We have an eclectic mix of music shows, public affairs shows, so much talent here. We have, I believe, 140 staff members from students and community members. We love doing what we do, and some of us have been around a very long time. We have a fantastic classical music show with host Michael, and he's going to celebrate a big anniversary, I believe, next year. So we would love your support. All you have to do is go to KUCI.org to show some love for what we do, what we bring listeners. We offer 24/7 programming. We are on the dial at 88.9 FM right here in Irvine, but we stream worldwide. I've had guests call in from all over the world I'm going to share something briefly with you. As you might have heard, if you tuned in, and if you didn't, my show was actually born out of loss and resilience and the desire to inspire others. And I lost a friend, my friend Shannon, at the end of 2010. And I was in a massive funk. I started thinking, you know, if I'm feeling this way, I'm sure so many other people are struggling too. So what can I learn? How can I grow? And I launched this show. It's been unbelievable. I've been doing this show since 2011. It just started as an idea. And this is what I love about KUCI. We can come up with these ideas with all kinds of various names for our shows. As I mentioned at the top of the hour, my first show was Moms Rock the House. I was a DJ for 3 years. We come up with these ideas. We grow from them. You, the listeners, support us in our journey. You give us inspiration. And, you know, we never know where something is going to lead us. And yes, we all go through tough times, but sometimes along the way, we learn incredible lessons from what we go through. And that's the beauty of life, right? Overcoming whatever the domino effect, the crazy ride life throws you, all those curveballs, we find meaning and we find greater understanding within ourselves, within others. So over the years, I have featured musicians, best-selling authors, actors, comedians, filmmakers, health and wellness experts, indie artists, race car drivers, motorcycle riders that were women, just on. And it's been beautiful. And not everyone from the United States. I've had people calling from around the globe. Some of the artists I've interviewed: Matt Sorum from Guns N' Roses, Velvet Revolver, Kathy Valentine from the Go-Go's, Taylor Dane, Meredith Brooks, Jake Shimabukuro, Sheree Curry, Gary Peel from Boston, G.E. Smith from Hall & Oates SNL, Star Parodi, on and on and on and on. It's been so meaningful. And some of the authors: Anne Lamott, Brad Meltzer, Ray Bradbury, Peggy Orenstein, Kathy May. And I'm not even going to read all of this because, again, I've been here since 2011. A few more: Betsy Johnson, Holland Taylor, Leif Garrett, Varda Bagar. You know what? All you have to do is head to my show blog and you can see the history going back of all the guests. And again, I'm so grateful to KUCI for allowing me this platform to share the insights and perspectives of my guests with you. So we would love your support. We love what we do. As you can tell, I love what I do. For a very minimal gift, you can support us. Okay, maybe you want to make a pledge of $35, which is $2.92 a month, right? That's something. And this helps us continue to provide 24 hours, 7 days a week of unique programming right in your home, your car, your office, your cell phone, or whatever device you're listening to. And if you want to make a $100 gift, that's 27 cents a day. KUCI, as I said, we are a team here of students and community members. We are 140 volunteers, primarily UCI students. KUCI is the only eclectic alternative radio station in Orange County. We are on the dial at a time when there's so much upheaval in radio, in TV, where you hear all these hosts, experienced hosts being let go, jobs depleted. We are still here and we love what we do. So if you would like to show support, we would love to have the support to keep doing what we're doing since 1969. Hard to believe. Okay, go to KUCI.org and show some love for us right now. If you want to shoot me an email, that would be wonderful. If you do want to make a donation, I'd love to hear from you. I'll give you a shout out. Janeane, J-A-N-E-A-N-E, at KUCI.org. Stand by and I'll bring on my next guest. You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine.